I'm David Bruce of CWP Tech Solutions, and I'm going to give a little presentation about how Google's search engine works. Everybody wants to be number one in Google. Google has to pick somebody to be number one. What happens if two companies are equally matched, like Coke and Pepsi? If they're equally matched by every metric you could think of, if they both have the same customer base, they both taste about the same, they both use the same Madison Avenue advertising agencies, they both advertise in the Super Bowl, Google has to pick one. What a lot of people don't understand about Google is that the algorithm that decides who gets to be number one has more to do with external websites than it does with their website. Customers will come to us and they'll have a website and they'll say, I'll make my website number one in Google. And the method to do that is I create dozens, if not hundreds, of extra websites to support their main website. If both of these are equal, but only one guy can be number one. You know, if somebody's number one, I mean somebody else is in second place. The way the algorithm works is called PageRank. It's actually patented. It's a play on words because the guy that developed it, his name is Larry Page. Pages are ranked by according to how many other websites have their link on them. If another website has your link on it, in essence, that website has voted for you. If Coke.com has 1,200,000 external websites that mention Coke, Coca-Cola, or Coke.com for it, that is, in effect, 1.5 million votes for Coke.com. If Pepsi has 3.2 million other websites that mention Pepsi, Pepsi.com, or have the link to Pepsi.com, Pepsi wins, even though they're both equally matched. I can't tell the difference between the two of them. If I had a blindfolded taste test, I wouldn't be able to tell you which one was Coke, which one was Pepsi. So our task to get your website to go up in rank is to create dozens, if not hundreds, of other websites that mention your website. In the algorithm, they call this a citation. As many other citations of other websites that mention yours, the more we can get, the more it'll go up in value. Now, ideally, it's supposed to happen naturally. If Pepsi.com was so much better than Coke.com, you'd think there'd be a whole bunch more people talking to Pepsi.com and fewer people talking about Coke.com. The algorithm cannot tell if you made the website or if somebody else made the website. There's nothing to stop you from going out and creating your own dozens, if not hundreds, of websites that mention your website. That's the purpose of a supporting website. The way we do that is to use a blog. Why do we give people blogs instead of websites? A conventional website will get its ass kicked by a blog every time. A blog has what's known as RSS feed, really simple syndication. RSS stands for really simple syndication. When you put something on your website, that's your intellectual property. If somebody else copies it, that is theft. If you put something on a blog and you enable the RSS feed, what you've done is you've syndicated your content. You've actually told everybody go ahead and use my article, provided you have my link on it. A blog, everything that's on a blog is syndicated. What you want to do when you write a blog is to write an article in such a way that other people will want to use it. If your blog is full of your sales copy, that's going to tend to retard people wanting to use it. But if you write an authoritative, general, generic article about your industry, other webmasters that don't compete against you, let's say you're a carpet company, right? And if you're a carpet company, you clean carpets in Frederick, Maryland, and you put a bunch of articles about the essence of carpet cleaning, trials and tribulations of carpet cleaning, what constitutes good carpet cleaning, just articles about carpet cleaning, and they are authoritative and useful and informative. Another webmaster in another city, say St. Louis, Missouri, this guy is operating a blog, and he's going to be hungry. He's going to be looking for articles about carpet cleaning. And if your article is less like an advertisement and more like an authoritative documentary type article on carpet cleaning, he's going to want to use it.